Today on Brewed Business, Shelby and I are going to recap how Apple Harvest Day went for us, what we think about big festivals in downtown areas, and how connecting with your community is key. Grab your coffee, grab your tea, and let's get started. Speaking of energies, of being like, hey, this person just showed up in my life. Apple Harvest Day morning, we're getting in the car. And we've got all the kids packed in the car because in the morning, Andy and I come down and do the setup and everything. And I had been bringing a bunch of materials from the old house office to the store all week, being like, okay, I can make this, I can make that, whatever. And I had this pile of polished stones. I don't know if it was like 3, 4, 5 years ago. This woman had me laser etch words for the floor of her yoga studio. I had grabbed them being like, well, maybe I'll make more for Apple Harvest Day. Never got around to it. They were still sitting at the foot of the passenger side of my car. And Apple Harvest Day, I shit you not, she showed up at my tent.
No way!
And we were talking and she's like, I was just here. I wasn't going to say anything to anybody, but I figured I'm here. I might as well touch base. I don't know if you remember me. And I was like, you will not believe that I was talking about you this morning.
Oh, that is so cool. Little pings.
Yeah. And so I got to reach out to her because she's talking about this Seacoast market, how to get more local businesses, having an online presence in a more community online market format. And I'm like, please contact me. I will connect you to every business in Dover because we need this.
Yeah.
People are shopping. Amazon Prime is this week and everyone's doing that. Circle week at Target. All these local businesses could be online too with just a little click here and there and connect it and make a little online market.
Oh, that's so cool. And then, yeah, you just don't know the connections. You know somebody or you knew somebody, same thing. They come back around. They know a person. So I think that's huge.
It was so freaky. It really was. This was by far one of the best Apple Harvest Days we've had. And having the summer that we've had, I was pleasantly surprised. I mean, let's take into account the weather was fantastic. In the morning, it was drizzling. The tent on either side of me was like, oh no, this is going to be an interesting day. We get everything set up. The sun shines. I kid you not. Weather gods, universe, everything. The downtown was wonderful. It was packed. People were so excited to come in. We had set up our tent. So we have a double booth. One side is product to sell. The other is more of a walkway to go into the store because the tent's right in front of the shop. I'm shooing people in, people coming out. I think I restocked our candle table 15 times, no joke. It was crazy. Good. Shelby, how was Apple Harvest Day and Sage for you?
Yeah, so it was good. It was definitely wild, a lot of prepping, a lot of trying to stay calm and just switching from excitement and gratitude. It's our third Apple Harvest Day set up, but it was our second year where we were able to be like, hey, our shop, same with you, our shop's right behind here. So our tent that's out front, we left a little bit of a walkway and then put chalk paint down in between. So Lindsay had one tent on one side because she's her own business. She had featured a maker, Kristen, she's super sweet petrichor. So she's a maker inside of Lindsay, the eight-legged octopus's shop. She was there also last year, so it's nice where people get to meet the makers and see the people behind it. I thought that was huge. And then we put sidewalk chalk down just to point arrows and constantly directing people. And then you would hear a lot of, oh, do you have a shop or is there more? Where are you? And it was nice to do like the Vanna White to like right behind us, step this way.
Someone will be like, oh, can I get your card? I want to find your shop. I'm like, no, just turn around.
Yeah.
Go there.
Yep.
It's right there.
So, and that helped. We were open until 7. So we had planned accordingly. We had a staff member inside working until, so Apple Harvest Day is from 9 to 4 p.m. And then we start setting up like as early as like 7:30-ish. It was nice. It was rainy. So everybody was a little like womp womp at first. And then the sun came out. Everybody's energy was up and high and positive. And then I feel like there were several rounds last year, the year before. I feel like there was like two big streams, pushes of people. And then this, it was just like constant. Yeah. And then just when you think things are winding down, it was almost like everybody just got out of lunch or wherever. They finally got through the food lines or they had made their rounds and they wanted to come back and purchase the things that caught their eye the first time down because there's so much to see. And then following that, we were open until 7 p.m. in the shop. So that gave us time to kind of unpack
So how
move stuff in.
I always shut stuff down, and I've never considered staying open later. How is that? Because we take completely different approaches. Like, for my country story, we go, okay, everything packed in. We'll take care of it tomorrow morning. I like that idea of being able to unpack that night. Because, yeah, my stuff's just right outside my shop, but you kind of destroy your shop pulling stuff out.
Yeah, so that's part of the pre-prep of, like, I had separate inventory that wasn't in my shop. I did move things into my shop frontage, so I was able, the minute we started unpacking and loading at, like, 7:30, I was able to already park, didn't have to wait in the line, had the pop-up tent. And then following that, we have a small back room, and then I had my husband to help and my son to help. So we each covered. So our staff member was on until 4. I think she hung out till a little past. My son went to hold down the storefront because he's good on the point of sale systems. And then my husband and I just moved everything in towards the back room. And then, yeah, it gets a little crazy, a little dicey. And then things that were already labeled inventory that I had already put out, I was able to just start putting the holes that were on the inside of the shop by the time that the day was over. I had spaces to already fill.
Yeah.
So it worked out nicely. Not too many spaces open, but enough to be like, oh, yeah, this set of this and this can go over here, and you kind of merchandise as you go. So I spent at least probably 2 hours following that to try to condense and then make. But people wanted to keep going, keep shopping. Yeah. So, like, even we had to be adaptive. And I was like, oh, excuse the mess while we consolidate or transition into this shop. And everybody was okay with it because they were already part of it. And they knew that if we were set up that they were down. And then a few people who came later to the apple harvest day, if they had work or something else. I had a few customers come up at the end of the day around like 3, even like 3:30. One woman came in and she's like, I just got off work. Is there still stuff to see? And I was like, well, we shut down at 4. But then I was grateful to be like, oh, but after we're going to be open till 7. So, like, go make your rounds other places. Take your time and then come back because you'll know the shop will be open. So then sure enough, by the end of the time when I was getting ready to head out, I saw her come in. Lindsay held down the fort until 7 p.m. So yeah, it was definitely a long day, but it was nice to kind of just transition and keep rolling. Even when we were unpacking, I think there's probably like 5 or 6 people in the shop.
We have that too. So at 4, Apple Harvest Day shuts down. We bring all the stuff into the shop. We put away about half of it. I don't stay open later, which maybe next year we'll consider that. We're usually exhausted.
Yeah, that's just it. You are exhausted. So it's kind of like I had all hands on deck and we knew what to expect. So the planning of the staff member inside, because there was no way. And then same thing with bathroom breaks, snack breaks. You need to just have somebody to alternate and count on. So I think that made a difference. So by Lindsay having somebody else in her booth was able to help her, vice versa. She was able to help Kristen. And then, yeah, same with somebody inside and transitioning.
Yeah.
Shelby, I don't know about you, but for Apple Harvest Day, it's one of those days that I see so many people that I haven't seen in forever. Yeah. I feel like it's always a time, as a shopkeeper, you should definitely be at these full town events, at your booth, at your shop, because so many people come in and they look for you. Mm-hmm. They might not be shopping. Some people do buy. But I had so many friends I hadn't seen in years, like old friends come swing by and be like, oh my God, how are you? How's it going? And yes, I'm running a booth, but I'm going to give everyone a minute to chat with me.
Of course, yeah.
But it's my favorite because I see people I haven't seen in forever and I'm like, oh my God, how are you? Like, mm-hmm. Your kids are so big. It's a nice, it's got that community feel.
Yeah.
Like, you should know the people in your community. And I get so excited seeing everybody that I don't normally see. Even if they come into the shop on a regular basis, I don't always see everybody.
Right. I think it's also a reminder of how many people are rooting for you and your dream. So I had random people I've never met before come up to me to be like, oh, I just saw your shop and somebody said to come out here and you're the owner. And I really like your shop. Even to see my husband sitting next to me at the end of the day, he was like, the amount of people who absolutely love what you've built from scratch, something that came out of your brain and into the actual, is like, yeah.
Well, as a shop owner, I feel like you get stuck in the day to day and you're just like hitting the pavement being like, okay, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I got to get stuff done. And you forget that people are rooting for you. but it makes my heart so full to see someone be like, oh my God, I brought, oh, the best one I had was this woman. So we had our New Hampshire onesies out front, and this woman, she's got a newborn on her chest, and her friend's with her, and her friend's holding it up being like, look how cute this is, you need to get one. And the woman holding the baby goes, oh, we already have one. We already took his 1 month photos. And she pulls out her phone and shows me that she had, I was like, she goes, when I found out I was pregnant, we got it, and that was part of our announcement. Oh, I was in tears.
Part of her curated first batch of baby goods before baby even arrived. Oh my gosh.
But like our shop is now a part of this person's life. Yeah. Yeah. And you forget those things. Like, it's, you're not just selling gifts. Yeah. You're selling moments in people's life, but you don't always get to see that or hear the story until you're face to face with them. And these downtown festivals are such a great opportunity to reconnect with your customer base, and it makes you feel so good. My heart is so full knowing this woman will think of our shop every time that she looks at that picture or she thinks about her announcement.
Yeah. If you look at it as like you're growing, your business is like growing a tree, you don't realize how deep-seated the roots get. And how much in the community that the roots are. So as they grow and expand underneath the ground, that's kind of like the secret hidden connection with the people, the memories, the moments that you're able to be a part of. And so we're like, are our leaves sprouting? Are our branches growing? And it's like, yo, but you don't even know what's going on underground, which is kind of cool.
Being a shop owner can feel, or even just any business, it can feel so isolating, and you don't know those roots you're growing in your community until you're face to face with it. I love events like Apple Harvest Day.
It's a great reminder, because I had people, even in my last career, come up to me and be like, I heard you opened a shop. So-and-so told me. I've been in, but I haven't seen you. I had a woman come up to me and give me a huge bear hug. I was a core staple for her and her family then, and they're rooting for you. I haven't seen her in so long. And she's like, I'm so excited. I'm going to bring so-and-so. I'm telling my brother that you're here. I'm so happy for you. And it just, it brings so much more when your energy's low and you're like, okay, this is a lot. It just like totally fills your cup right back up.
Well, and Shelby, I don't know if you think about this, but this whole year has been such a rough year. It breaks your soul when you're sitting there going, okay, I gotta pay rent, I gotta pay my employees, I gotta make sure I got new product in, and I'm struggling because people aren't buying as much. And then you go to an event like this and you're like, oh, I found everybody, they're back, it's fall, it's holiday season, I had people Christmas shopping, my community's still here, they're still here. It feels so good to get that little energy boost to say, oh, I'm doing a good job here. People love what I do. I'm true to my brand. I'm reaching out to people. I'm making those connections. I'm just maybe not seeing it as often as I want to, but these fall events, these winter festivals are what you got to keep going.
Yeah.
You're doing a great job.
Yeah. And it is. It's like it's the calm before the storm, I feel like. So summers are always a little quieter in the retail world. Then you have back to school. You got your birthdays. Or teachers' gifts. Some people start the year off being like, hey, you're going to need all these gifts. My kids are a lot to handle. But yeah, other than that, I mean, you have fall weddings, so you have the start of certain things. But like for gift-wise, you have a little bit of a lull before the holiday season. It's like the gear up. That's the start of the excitement of the whole holidays. And I feel like even a few weeks ago, I'm starting to hear more, oh, holiday talk. So even when people are in the shop and they're talking and they're like, gift ideas, this thing. So now it's coming. I feel like people get out of, back into the routine of the fall. Some people set themselves way up for success months in advance. And then you have the last minuters. There's all the in-betweens. But I like to cover both. So I want to make sure that if somebody wants six of these specific things because they're giving them to their family members or certain even local goods, that I have enough. And I try to pre-warn people to be like, okay, if you do want to make sure there's enough inventory by the time and you're not waiting until December 24 to do your shopping, here's what we have too.
We do a lot of custom gifts. I just did coaster sets, but they're custom designed and then wrapped with twine with little notes on them. And we just did this for someone. She's like, I don't need it till November 1st, but they're letting me know end of September, hey, I got to get on this. You know, you can't wait to the last minute. Right. So I do have customers that are already planning. It's kind of like when you do a wedding, you know, you're like, okay, I need to do this, this, and this. You know, if you're having a holiday party and you want to do a really cute holiday gift swap gift and you want it to be custom, which I've done for people, you can't do it 10 minutes before the event.
Right.
So you have to plan ahead. And I have those people already saying, oh my gosh, so how much time do I need to get this done? It's like, well, if I have the materials, you know, this is my timeline. But people are thinking of the holidays already. Yeah. Christmas, winter section already in the shop. Shelby hates me right now.
No, it's totally fine.
I got hot cocoa out.
I
think
I just put out winter harvest or something myself too, but it is like a folly scent.
I'm looking at the pine trees from here going, oh, Shelby, don't look over there, because people are already there. I mean, I don't have Christmas trees up and I don't have the holly and garland everywhere yet, but I will.
Yeah.
But for right now, I have a small section for the people who are already ahead of it because they're looking for that. They might not be putting the stuff out, but they're putting it away in their gift closet or checking people off their list already.
Yeah.
So I did see a lot of that during Apple Harvest Day, was people looking for gifts to put away.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, buy in bulk and
stash it while you can.
The other thing that I notice is a lot of the last few years is people are getting more intentional about what they're buying for people. So I see a lot of window shoppers, and that doesn't frustrate me at all. I try to keep super optimistic because people are going around and they're window shopping first, and they're trying to be more specific and more strategic about what they are buying, so it doesn't just get tossed or donated after the holidays. So they're really quality items. So I always just encourage, even when other people are in my shop, to shop the other small shops too. Or what are you looking for specifically? Or what is the person you're trying to buy a present for about? What do they like? What are their colors? Just to try to help curate. And if you can't find it in my shop, I'm going to help you find it in somebody else's shop.
I will say that's things I absolutely love about our downtown, is we are so good about sending people to each other's shops and not being afraid of moving that sale someplace else, because you know it's going to come back. I forget what was, oh, I had a class going on. So we normally close at 5 at my country story. We had a class that started at 5:30, so I always keep the doors open, let people shop. And Shelby, you texted me, and you were like, hey, I've got this family. They're looking for New Hampshire postcards and New Hampshire things, and I know you have your New Hampshire section. Are you open? I'm sending them. I'm like, yes, I'm open. It's so great, because I know someone came in looking for something with octopuses or some sea creature. Head down to Eight-Legged Octopus and Hip Finds. Go in there. They will help you.
Yeah.
They got all your nautical down there. And it's nice to not feel like you can't send someone. Or I had someone looking for taper candles. I do not sell taper candles. I make candles here. I make container candles. I make tea lights. I do room sprays. But My Country Story does not sell taper candles. I know Christina out on Dover Point, she at her shop has a huge selection. I'm not afraid to do that, because I know that if she knows she has a customer who's looking for something that I have, she'll send them my way.
Right. And then how good does it feel when so-and-so from this shop just sent me to your shop? Mm-hmm. So I had two recommendations on a Facebook group post. Somebody was looking for custom laser things. Yes. So then I sent you a message, and I'm like, is this up your alley, before I recommended that? And then somebody sent me a message and said, do you have citrine stones in your shop? And I was, great question. I usually have some crystals in there. I was like, I actually don't, but I know who does. Diane in Earth Harmony Wellness. She's got all kinds of stones,
yeah,
and she's got a great selection. So here's her information, and give her a call and tell her I sent you, because it's a good feeling. You're like, oh, so-and-so who's a business owner is also rooting for me.
She would absolutely say to a customer, head down to Hip Finds, 100%. Head down to My Country Story, mm-hmm, head down to these shops, mm-hmm, because she is such an advocate for community, mm-hmm, and that's what you want. But if we all sat in our own little bubbles,
right,
we'd all be complaining that no one's coming in. Well, guess what? You have neighbors that are rooting for you too.
Yeah.
It's not just your customers rooting for you. We want downtown to be a place that people come and experience and pop into multiple shops. you can't have a greedy mentality of I want 100% of the customers. You need to have a community-based mentality when it comes to your shoppers. Mm-hmm. Because I don't have everything someone's looking for. The shop next to me doesn't have everything. Your shop doesn't have everything. Right. But together, collectively, our downtown...
have it all.
Yeah, our downtown has what you need. And if not, we can help direct you where you need to go. And I think that's a great way to... to kind of end it today for, you know, community is key.
Yeah.
It's so key.
If we're all in this and we unite as one, you feel stronger. You feel supported. It's just it's like good vibes all together packed into one.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Brewed Business. If you want to follow us online, we're on Instagram and Facebook. You can join us on Apple Podcasts and iHeartRadio. And we'll see you next week. Bye.